welcome to the poetry vlog. It's your daily flash briefing reading in 2 minutes or less. A lot of people are like, why do you do the long flash briefing poetry reading? It's because if you have Alexa, you can subscribe to get this poem every day through the Alexa flash briefings. So feel free to subscribe that way if you do have Alexa or if you're thinking of getting one, and bear with the mouthful of it for those of us that don't. So I'm going to try something different this week. This is Tuesday, so it's the second weekday reading, and I want to read from The Vertical Interrogation of Strangers by Banu Kapil. At the time of the book being published, Banu Kapil writer, it came out from Kelsey Street Press. It's one of my favorite books, like most of the books I read on here, but it's also one of my favorite books to teach because even though it seems like a very experimental and difficult text, students end up finding these sort of extraordinary moments that help them with their own writing as well as help them think about what poetry can do. So what I'm going to do is read the introduction, which frames the book, as well as the guiding questions for the rest of it. And then in the subsequent days, I'll read a few excerpts from it. Introduction. From January 12, 1992 to June 4, 1996, I traveled in India, England, and the United States, interviewing Indian women of diverse ages and backgrounds. Originally, my question to them was, is it possible for you to say the thing you have never been able to say, not even to the one you have spent your whole life loving? Over the course of the last 4 years, I asked these women, strangers I met in theaters, forests, laundromats, temples, and diners, to respond more specifically to one or more of a predetermined selection of 12 questions. They agreed on the condition of anonymity, a word I can never pronounce as a side note in Chelsea's own voice, anonymity, to submit a spoken, tape recorded, or written response in 30 minutes. During this half hour, the questionee was locked in a room without windows, furniture, or overhead lighting. My aim was to ensure an honest and swift text, uncensored by guilt or the desire to construct an impressive, publishable finish. In editing this anthology of responses, I did not attempt to clean up their roughness or rawness in terms of syntax, grammar, spelling, punctuation, or the way in which they filled the space of the page. The only alterations I made were in converting responses or parts of responses into English. The project, as I thought it would be, an anthology of the voices of Indian women. As I traveled between the countries of my birth, England, ancestry, India, and residence, America, I answered the questions for myself again and again. My responses were set down in a notebook on scraps or written on stickers that I affixed to escalator tubing, cafe tables, shop windows. The voices of the women I met, pure sound. The shapes they made as they moved through the world, methods. A way to describe my body. I didn't know where I was going. The project as I wrote it, a tilted plane. So that is the introduction. Tomorrow I'll read the 12 questions, and then the day after that, I'll read a couple selections from the book. All right, as always, feel free to send in a request for a poet or poem. Be a guest reader, which I really love. It's a ton of fun. And you can always reach out to me via my website, chelseagrammer.com, or my email. All of those are linked there for Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, and so on. All right, I hope you have a lovely day.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.